You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 26.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Ginny Gain. Ginny lives her life based on the principles of the law of attraction, and that's what her teaching and coaching is all about. Her clients know the basics of the law and are ready to learn how to apply the principles specifically to their life, taking everything to the next level. The result is a renewed excitement for life and the empowered sense of knowing that if they want it, they can have it. She believes from wherever we are, we can get to where we want to be, and the path is full of fun and ease. So hello, Ginny, and welcome to Mindful Marketing. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Kimberly?
I am absolutely fantastic. Enjoying a beautiful sunny day here in Southern California.
Oh my gosh, it's raining here in Ontario.
Oh no, it's not supposed to rain in August, right?
But it's all good, you know, contrast, right?
So I would love to hear your personal story behind your Live Your Truth and your Law of Attraction coaching. How did you end up down that road?
Well, let's see, I guess I owe everything to my parents, because when I was young, they brought me up believing, always, you know, telling me to believe in myself and showing me that I am responsible for everything in my life and I always have a choice. So I was actually enrolled in a mind power course when I was really young called the Silva course. And so like from about 8 years old, I was learning to use my thoughts to kind of create what I want. And so I think it's just pretty much ingrained in me from a very young age that we have the choice and the power to create our own reality and make life what we want it to be. I really became interested and passionate about law of attraction kind of when I was older. Through university, I read a little bit and practiced a little bit of it, but I didn't really get into it until after university. I was backpacking around Australia for a year. And what happened was I was going through some personal struggle, as you do when you're traveling alone. And I called home and my parents were talking to me and my dad's like, oh, you should read this book, The Power of Intentions by Abraham Hicks. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, Dad. I'm going to go buy a book for $30 when I'm on a backpacker budget. Anyways, it was just like one of those things that you're just pulled to do. I was walking by a bookstore the next day. And I'm like, I have to have this. And then since I read that book, something just clicked. I got it. And I'm like, this is how I'm going to live my life. This is how I want to live my life. And it was just easy. Right. And so I felt like I had a new change of perspective on everything, new level of empowerment and connection. And from there, it's just been part, it just is my life now.
What a beautiful gift to have picked up that idea so young. That's a huge gift.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's one of the things that really, I don't want to say sets me apart, but that's unique to me, is that I have, you know, a lot of people go through a lot of struggle before they get to where they are now. And I feel I've been completely blessed with my childhood and my upbringing. And I've had, you know, tons of love and just been nourished in this way to, yeah, have that support and that guidance from the beginning.
So that is really, really incredible. Mm-hmm. So what was the defining moment of taking it from something you've learned and love and do to turning it into a business?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. And so when I came back from Australia, I moved to Florida to start working with a health institute, and which is based in really alternative therapies and everything. And so I was kind of surrounded by that whole mind, body, spirit, energy, atmosphere. And my partner at the time actually started calling me a law of attraction coach. And I was just, oh, you know, I didn't even realize that was an idea or that was a thing. And then just like along my, just so since then, that's like when it first started. And then I was like, because I live the law of attraction, I'm like, okay, I can make, if I want it, I can have it. So I'm like, okay, is this what I want? And then, you know, on those, you know, personal growth journeys and when you're exploring what your passions are and they ask you questions such as like, well, you know, what's your passion? How do you discover your passion? And you try to think of something that you couldn't not do in this world. And it's like, I have to talk about the law of attraction. That's like, I can't imagine myself not doing it. And I'm going to do it whether I'm paid for it or not. And so once I kind of became aware of that, it was like, okay, yes, this is what I need to do. And I need to turn this into a business. And then as soon as I decided what I wanted, I just applied the principles and then it became real.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So how do you differentiate yourself from other law of attraction coaches? What would, other than the law of attraction of people finding you, what mm-hmm. do you do to differentiate yourself?
What do you mean other than that? That's like everything.
I'm trying to see if we can find the deep answer there.
Well, so yeah, based on law of attraction, I don't really think I need to be different because people are like, there's an abundance of everything for everyone and people are naturally going to be attracted. But I do think that a lot of people, what they are teaching isn't always true. Like what I want to say is I live the law of attraction. Like it is my life. And that's just how I think about the world. I like to keep everything really simple. And sometimes instead of a lot of the traditional coaching therapy, but is to really examine the problem. And what I love to do, and I find most people I work with are just, they're ready to move forward. And so from what I believe in, you don't really need to analyze the past. You just, okay, what do you want? Okay, let's get you there. And so maybe, I guess if I had to pinpoint something, it would be that I like to work creating in the future versus looking at the past.
I like that. Definitely like that. So as you build your business, what kind of marketing strategies are you using? And we can't say law of attraction.
Well, like honestly, it is my marketing strategies is me finding alignment with what I want. And so I do, it's getting into that world. So reading different people's opinions on what you need to do to get your word out there. But for me, it's just defining who I want to work with and what I want my business to look like, and then practicing feeling that feeling. And so like I just use different tools to find that alignment, and it's so easy. I know you want something specific. And I know you probably talk to a lot of attraction coaches and you're like, yeah, okay, get me to the real stuff. But it's true. It's what the real stuff is when you find alignment, like the answers will come in. So maybe 1 week, like, and I'm practicing, I'm like writing out my ideal client list and what I want them to look like. And then I'm going to, you know, meet someone at the store that's going to say, it might not be my ideal client, but it might be someone who is going to say, hey, you should talk to this person, or have you heard of this book? And then that book is, maybe that's a marketing book. And then that leads me to whatever, that's like following the inspiration to whatever procedure, marketing tool that's going to be.
Gotcha. I know.
Does that, am I answering your question?
Absolutely. And I'm just teasing about the law of attraction. That's what we all use it all the time. So it's always in every answer.
I know. It's everything, right?
So who is your ideal client?
Well, like I said before, it's someone who is ready to take it to the next level, who has a foundational law knowledge of law of attraction, but who is just looking to more specifically apply it to their life. So they might read the books, they might, you know, have an idea of how it works and what it is, but then they're like, okay, but what about, how does it relate to this specific situation with my mom and this day? And how do I, you know, this exact specific thing? And then I can help, and I like to help people work through and apply the principles so that then they can learn, you know, once you go through it enough, you kind of learn and it becomes your, what you think about, and it becomes how you approach the world, and then they can use it to create whatever they want. Sorry. So ideal client, someone who is, yeah. So has the foundational knowledge, who's excited and positive, open, optimistic. I like to work with people with energy, like that they're happy.
Happy clients are always good.
Yeah.
So in the mind-body arena, as we are in, mind-body-spirit, sometimes I see some struggles with marketing and building of the business. What do you think are the greatest struggles that we face as far as creating and building a mind-body-spirit business?
Honestly, I think it's the traditional marketing beliefs that are so ingrained into us that we kind of have to overcome to do it the way we want to do it. Unless people want to do it what I like deem the hard way, you know, lots of work, you put money in, you put the time in, you get your ads in newspapers, you go to network marketing, you know, network meetings, those kind of more traditional things. And I think one of the things that the mind, body, spirit profession deals with is thinking that they have to do that. And just having that thought block is going to, so if we believe that, here, I'm going to go into law of attraction. If we believe that that's what we need to do, but we don't want to do it, then, you know, what we want is not going to happen. So for me, it's just, and I totally get stuck up in that too sometimes, because you're like, oh, all these people have so much success and they did this. And I'm like, but that's not how I want to do it. And so I've had tons of success doing what I'm doing. And so it's just continuing to do that. And that is breaking through and creating your own new beliefs about what marketing is going to work for you.
Yeah. The minute we get that like sinking feeling in our stomach when we have to do something, we know we're on the wrong path.
Yeah, you got it, girl. Exactly.
So are you using social media in any of your marketing, and how's that working for you?
Yes, I love social media. Like, obviously Facebook is a huge thing, and that's what I use the most. I would love to get into Instagram. I mean, I love pictures, and I've been told, this is me getting caught up, I've been told I need to do Twitter. I haven't quite got over the tweeting thing, but I'm sure I'll line up with it at some point. But yeah, no, connecting, it's so powerful because it happens so fast. And, you know, connecting with, I'd say one of the most powerful ways is just to expand. One of the most powerful ways to expand your network is doing things like affiliate marketing and connecting with someone else and sharing blogs and sharing posts and, you know, getting this person who's in a different kind of circle to share your material and you share theirs, you know, setting up some sort of group where you do that all for each other. And then it gets out there in more and more exponential. It's incredible. It blows me away. Like how people around the world can,
it is, you know, amazing, isn't it? That connection, yeah, that we all have, that affiliate marketing or podcast like this or what have you. It's incredible how things just spread. It's amazing.
I know. Yeah, I love it.
So are your customers engaging with you on one medium more than another? Is it your blog? Is it your social media, Facebook? How are your customers interacting with you?
Definitely mostly through Facebook. I do get some traffic through websites, and I find more that people will, when they come to the website, they will like email me, and then that's how things kind of start. And then once we get on the phone, then we usually stay like we will usually just continue talking that way. We don't email so much anymore, as much anymore, but Facebook and sharing and writing articles for different areas online, different places online, and just getting that out there would be one of the most, definitely one of the most beneficial ways.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So what has been your biggest challenge with marketing? What do you face when you're like, wow, I'd like to grow, but there's something that's either in your way or just seems as a challenge?
The fact that I don't want to do it. No, I'm just kidding. It used to be a bigger challenge than it is now. I did have just, I think it's like a pre-programmed belief, like marketing, oh, big and scary. That's why, thank goodness, we have people like you who love it and help all of us with it.
Yes, I would say is the taking the icky out of marketing is because exactly. Everyone does not like it.
No. So if anyone's out there that wants to take care of all my marketing, I am all ears.
Perfect.
So, so mostly it was just the belief that I had to follow that traditional route. So yeah. I want to keep it easy and I like to act out of inspiration. So it's just continuing to bring myself back to consistently following the inspiration versus getting caught up in the forced action of things because it just doesn't produce great results. Yeah,
it goes back to that feeling in your stomach when you don't want to do it. It's just not, nothing mm-hmm. else seems to flow with it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So looking back on your journey, if you had to do it all over again, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently?
That is such a tough question. Only because I believe so strongly that, you know, everything happens for a reason, is in divine order. Everything on my path has just evolved so organically. It's just, you know, one inspiration followed by another. If I had to choose something, I would say I wish I started earlier, you know, tapping into, just like that story I told you at the beginning, tapping into what I wanted to do earlier and then just going for it. I think one of the biggest things that got me moving towards my business was signing up for my coaching course through the Good Vibe Coaching Academy.
Oh, yes.
And so I guess what I would do different is sign up for that earlier. But in my case, actually, it's funny because they didn't have the course earlier. So it's just an example of the divine order. But yeah.
And that is a great system. I love Jeanette. I love her. She's fantastic. And all her coaching stuff is great.
Oh yeah. She makes me laugh.
So where do you see yourself going next in your platform build?
I want to go all over the world, but that's not what you mean, is it?
Well, it could be. Absolutely. If you have a strategy to plan for it, that's absolutely where you could be.
Mm-hmm. So it is actually my plan, is because I love to travel. So I want to find a way, or let the universe show me a way, how I can be doing this around the world. And I love the idea of working with the younger youth, possibly athletes, because I was an athlete myself, and empowering them with knowledge that they can, you know, be, do, or have anything they want. So it'll be more, you know, I'll get more into writing. I love to write, and creating programs that people can use. I think one of the biggest things that really works in when you're delivering a program is the accountability part. That so you know, because how many times you go on and you buy a program or you read a book and it has some sort of plan that you're going to follow to make this change in your life, but you don't actually do it. You know, you read it and you're like, yeah, that's a great idea, I should do that. Like with a lot of marketing things. And then it never happens. So I want to get something out there that is getting people holding people accountable for just doing it. So they can see, then they can see the difference.
Yeah, that little bit of extra support helps so much.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Any last bit of advice you have for our listeners who are thinking of starting their business and want to know any last little nugget to make it easier for them?
Yes, do it. No, I would just say, and the same thing, like, because I would think of what I would tell myself when I was just starting, and it's just like, just believe in yourself and keep believing in yourself and practice believing in yourself, and you can't really ever stop it, because as you, like, we always are going to run into challenges, and you just come back to, you know, why you're doing it. And if you continue that practice of believing in yourself, putting your energy into your personal alignment, you just trust and then everything falls into place.
It's beautifully said. I love it. And if my listeners wanted to reach out to you and find out more about your law of attraction coaching, where would they find you?
Just on my website, my name, JinnyGain.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been such a pleasure having you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kimberly.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.